As any Alaskan can tell you, if you're thinking about bears, there's almost nothing else you can think about. In Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey. Well, there was plenty of hard news in 2009. The dry summer, late salmon returns, and abundant berry crop brought a veritable herd of brown bears within city limits. Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt says his department was expecting some bear calls through the summer, and there was hope that Sitka's new trash can ordinance was beginning to have an effect.
But then, boy, when they hit town, we got overwhelmed.
The few calls snowballed into dozens. In all, about 8 bears and cubs in and around Sitka's trails and neighborhoods for the summer. 3 cubs orphaned in town after their mother died from rubber bullet wounds were adopted by the Bronx Zoo in New York and should be on exhibit soon. Aside from dodging bears, Sitkins were busy in 2009. On July 4th, some history buffs reenacted a covert ceremony that saw the first 50-star flag raised over the new state. In March, Sitka Community Hospital hoped to secure its future by signing a management contract with Quorum Health Resources. Later that month, on the 31st, Sheldon Jackson College concluded its 125-year run in education. When it graduated its final class, lost its national accreditation, and lost its state authorization all on the same day. A delegation from the University of Dubuque in Iowa visited the campus in August but said there can be no relationship between the schools until SJ clears its $12 million debt. The Dubuque visit raised hopes nonetheless, and the assembly subsequently scuttled 3 proposed ballot questions to bond, buy, and renovate the Hames PE Center. While the big news of the summer statewide was the resignation of Sarah Palin, it didn't seem to create much of a stir locally. Sitkins were more excited about Sandra Bullock, whose romantic comedy, The Proposal, opened in June. The film was made in Rockport, Massachusetts, which was dressed up to look like Sitka. The lobster boats also contributed to the Hollywood mystique. Matt Way, on the other hand, is the real deal. The 2005 Sitka High graduate was snapped up by the Philadelphia Phillies in the 5th round of the Major League Draft. And Sitka had its share of politics and controversy during the year. The halibut bag limit dropped to 1 for guided sport fishermen, prompting a lawsuit, which failed. Longliners didn't have long to celebrate. The IPHC proposed yet another steep cut in the commercial halibut harvest next year. The second largest ever herring harvest in 2009, on the other hand, will be dwarfed by the 2010 catch if the forecast comes true. But the hottest political potato of 2009 in Sitka had nothing to do with fish. After nearly 2 years of opposition by local government, the state built a roundabout at Swan Lake. Bill Foster tried it out at rush hour on opening day.
So far, it looks like things are moving pretty well.
And still moving pretty well in Sitka. I'm Robert Woolsey.
The past year included the apparent return and then the abrupt exit of the former Republican vice presidential candidate and governor of Alaska. I'm Matt Miller in Juneau, where Sarah Palin's rocky relationship with residents here and state lawmakers at the Capitol didn't get any better in 2009. They were already wary of Palin after her behavior and questionable comments on the national campaign trail. Palin later cut capital project spending in what was seen as a personal swipe at certain state lawmakers, claimed that strings were attached to part of the federal economic stimulus package, proposed a controversial candidate for Attorney General, Wayne Anthony Ross, who was later rejected in an unprecedented move by lawmakers, and helped drag out for weeks what could have been a simple selection to replace an outgoing state senator for Juneau. Kim Elton left for a job in the new administration that beat John McCain and Sarah Palin during the previous November's election. Palin abruptly resigned as governor in Wasilla on the day before Independence Day, for reasons not really clear at the time. The second half of the year included incoming Governor Sean Parnell trying to reach out and make amends with Juneau and the rest of Southeast and the legislature and the rest of the state. Some of the many noteworthy appointments and arrivals for the year included former Mayor Dennis Egan, who eventually replaced Kim Elton in the state Senate, and Edward Burns as the new Catholic bishop for the Juneau Diocese. Juneau suffered another avalanche-caused power crisis when connection to the Snettisham hydroelectric facility was severed again, but the damage wasn't as bad and the repairs went quickly. The new Lake Dorothy hydroelectric project came online in late 2009, further reducing Juneau's dependence on diesel generation. The University of Alaska Fairbanks new fish laboratory was dedicated. Ground was broken on a long-awaited second swimming pool for Juneau, and construction was started and partially finished on the reconstructed Holy Trinity Episcopal Church, a historic structure that was the victim of arson a few years ago. Health issues dominated Juneau headlines for most of the year, with residents bracing for arrival of the H1N1 swine flu and students lining up for vaccination clinics. School board members and various community members labored for months, mostly during the spring and summer, to investigate and draft a drug testing policy for high school students. Area businesses fretted over an expected decline in cruise ship passengers over the next few years, but welcome news to finally open the Kensington Mine north of Juneau after the mine's owners won their case before the U.S. Supreme Court. The case of former Juneau lawmaker Bruce Wyrock still being mulled over by justices as the calendar rolls over to 2010. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
2009 was a tough year in the first city as the community averaged approximately one suicide a month and local businesses began to feel the strain of the national recession. In Ketchikan, this is Deanna Garrison. A string of high-profile suicides left the community reeling as residents searched for answers to the burgeoning problem through town hall meetings and the establishment of a new suicide task force called SPEAK. The Ketchikan economy took a hit in 2009. Overall, the city of Ketchikan estimated its sales tax revenues declined by 8.5% this year. But not all of the economic news was bad. The Plaza Mall has reestablished itself as a shopping hub, attracting a host of new and existing businesses, and in the process, more shoppers. The Ketchikan Shipyard wrapped up approximately $17 million worth of work on its facilities, adding a new floating dry dock and a land-level berth. In 2009, the city of Ketchikan decided to proceed with the potential sale of the Ketchikan Public Utilities Telecommunications Division. A public vote on the sale is scheduled for this spring. City Mayor Bob Weinstein stepped down after 12 years. Weinstein was the longest-serving city mayor. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough is moving forward with plans to construct a new $23.5 million swimming pool. The new facility, which will be constructed at the Gateway Recreation Center, will replace the Mike Smithers pool at K-High. On the crime front, a double shooting in August left one Ketchikan man dead and another seriously injured. After an early morning dispute, 21-year-old Jared Azure shot 23-year-old Kyle Palmer in the face and then turned the gun on himself. And former Craig resident Rochelle Waterman was arraigned for a second time this spring on first-degree murder charges and the 2004 death of her mother. In other community news, Saxman celebrated the dedication of its long-awaited community hall. Residents enjoyed an unseasonably warm and dry summer. The Ketchikan Arts Council moved into its new home, and First City Players and Ketchikan Theater Ballet purchased the former Fireside Building, which will eventually be converted into a performing arts center. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.
It was a turbulent year on Petersburg's political scene in 2009. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki. Ongoing arguments between the city council and Petersburg prompted local residents to scold their elected leaders.
And the arguing and this, stop it. If you want, go to Head Start and learn Let's Be Friends. Okay? It upsets me so much sometimes. My heart rate goes up listening to you.
The year saw two city council resignations, a recall of another councillor, and a lawsuit between another city councillor and two city employees. A split council voted to terminate the contract of city manager Rich Underkoffler after a year and a half on the job. The political strife spilled over into the debate about how to fix a damaged water pipeline from the city's main reservoir, but the line was repaired in time for the peak of salmon canning season. Problems popped up with other city-owned infrastructure as well, and the city decided to sue five companies for the way they designed and constructed a five-year-old expansion of the city's elderly housing building. Landslides poured down the hillside south of town in January and in September, covering parts of Mitkoff Highway and worrying homeowners in the area.
Kind of like the Alaska Airlines jet taking off. It took me a while to figure out what it was, and I saw the junk coming down the creek.
A jet engine's roar was a welcome sound in late April as a month-long shutdown of Petersburg's runway ended.
It's been a long month, and while the logistics of getting folks to and from Wrangell on the ferry and the bus went really smooth, it's still nice to be able to just hop on a plane right here in town.
In other news, Petersburg lost a three-way competition for a federal permit to study hydroelectric power at Ruth Lake in Thomas Bay, north of Petersburg. Local residents also voiced opposition to a private company's plans to develop another site in Thomas Bay. As the year drew to a close, Petersburg residents were already planning the city's centennial celebration, with events planned throughout 2010. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.
Trident Seafoods bails out Wrangell Seafoods Incorporated, and Wrangell takes charge in trying to bring hydropower to Southeast Alaska. I'm Tony Gorman in Wrangell. WSI started off the year on the auction block of the Funk Company's biggest creditor, Alaska Growth Capital, was seeking to recover $10 million in debt. WSI was given a little extra time to work things out after it filed for bankruptcy in January. Washington State-based Trident Seafoods was able to come to WSI's aid after months of negotiations. There were hopes that the rebirth of a fish processing plant would bring some economic development to Wrangell. In the end, Trident decided to open the plant only during the pink salmon run during its first year in town. Wrangell remained active throughout the year in energy issues. Wrangell, Petersburg, and Angoon were part of an unprecedented situation when all three municipalities simultaneously filed for a preliminary permit to study and develop hydropower at Ruth Lake with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. FERC determined that Angoon would have first priority in having its application reviewed through a random drawing. Angoon was later awarded the permit. The creation of an AKBC intertie remained high on Wrangell's priority list in 2009. The borough took the lead in Southeast Alaska by opening relations with its British Columbia counterparts through the Highway 37 Coalition. Wrangell remains the only U.S. entity in the coalition. Local officials were so impressed with the coalition's business model that it spent most of the year creating its own organization. The Alaska-Canada Energy Coalition generated interest on both sides of the border. It got off to a fresh start with the Wrangell Energy Summit, where representatives from the U.S. and Canada met to discuss the intertie along with other energy options for the region. As far as personnel changes in local government, borough manager Bob Prunella retired in May after almost a decade on the job. Tim Rooney of Owosso, Oklahoma, was named as his replacement in July. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.